Editorial. It is Monday. Beautiful way to start the week out here in the great Northwest. Got blue skies, but we supposedly have a major, major storm coming in just almost any day now. Temperature right now is about 36 degrees outside, so it is cold and crisp. We're going to talk about three things today. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. We're going to talk about the unrest in China. And I want to tell you a little bit about a sermon I heard in my church yesterday. The sermon was given by a very, very brave man who has nothing but help but faith in the Lord. He has done numerous missionary trips to Africa, and he was telling us about those trips. He goes over there, and the people who he builds schools for support him 1,000% in a very violent country where there is murder and death occurring every single day. And this missionary happens to be kind of in the gun sights of some of the bad people over there. But he keeps going over and he keeps accomplishing good things. Boy, I wish we had more people like that around here. Jimmy, you want to talk about what's going on in Russia? I'm sorry, in China.
Okay, yeah. So, I think your point there with, what people are facing around this world, what missionaries are facing this world is really a representation of what's happening in China. You know, it's about control. It's about taking away basic faith, basic principles that allow people to think and believe as they wish. And in China, you have right now what is turning out to be a massive uprising with people's frustration over COVID zero tolerance policy.
Yeah. You're talking about the lockdowns.
Correct. Yeah. So China's government, Xi, has what they call zero COVID policy, meaning if anybody gets COVID, they lock down anybody that's connected with them. They're trying to, just crush the virus, which is an impossible task, right?
Yeah.
It's an impossible task. It's a virus. It's 125,000 nanometers. You know, it's absolutely minuscule. It's going to spread. It's going to have variations. There's going to be variants that go on. They can't stop it, but somehow their whole ideology is they can stop it. But more importantly, it's really not so much about the virus. It's about controlling people.
Yeah.
And what's happening right now in China is with this policy, they've locked down different large industries and large cities, large communities. And in particular, an apartment house this weekend that had the door sealed, or last week, that had the door sealed on it, and it caught fire, and the people inside died because they could not escape because the government actually sealed the people inside. So,
well, let me tell you what we're doing in our neighborhood right now that's quite a bit in contrast to what's going on in China. I'm looking out my window right now at two homes, both of which contain people that have COVID that are sicker than dogs right now. Don't know why they got it, don't know who they were exposed to, but I do know that my friends and I are taking meals over to them numerous times a day so they don't have to worry about that. I wish we had more help like that in America today. Instead, all we're getting is anger and just things that are totally meaningless.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, that's being perpetrated by government officials.
Yeah, it is.
When they are demanding lockdowns, vaccinations, and they have done it, people forced out of their jobs because they weren't vaccinated.
Right.
Locked out of, businesses. But that's only the beginning. And what we see with the expansion of the tech surveillance social credit scoring in China is particular efforts to shut out businesses or shut down people that don't comply. And that gives control, and they've got the technology in order to track people. So everybody has to have their cell phone, and they've got this red, green, yellow system. And if you're red, you're locked down. It doesn't matter if you've got it or not. They make a determination. Maybe you've got COVID. Maybe you just are upset and not wanting to be locked down. You're going red.
Yeah.
Now, what happened in the Foxconn factory, and Foxconn in China builds Apple Apple phones. And if you remember a few years ago, the CEO of Apple cut a deal with the Chinese government for $285 billion in order to build those phones in China. So Apple wanted to build the devices there. They were willing to sacrifice principles in order to do it. Now that Foxconn factory, it's been locked down for a long time.
Yeah.
People began to escape. They would, and of course they're being tracked by their phones, or they'd get rid of their phones. They stopped, they could not get on public transportation because they had the red marking on their phone, and that's how they're controlling people's movement.
Yeah.
So they tried to get on trucks, and people were leaving and getting out of there because they didn't want to be locked in. And then they began actually walking to get away. Now, this is creating a tremendous problem. Apple actually, the AirDrop is a technology that allows people to send information to others without being censored, without being controlled. The Apple Corporation actually stopped allowing that app to work in order to appease the Chinese government so they could continue to build product at the Foxconn factory.
Yeah.
Now, Foxconn, for its role in this, they initially, people were leaving, so they initially offered, they were trying to force them to stay. They locked them in. They made them all live inside the building.
Yeah.
And of course, they had all the requirements they believed to be able to live there, but they were locked in. They were completely frustrated. People started leaving. So as a kind of a response, they offered a bonus, a 4x bonus for people to come back to work. They didn't offer the people that were working in the facility that stayed there, but the people that had left. Well, they didn't leave, so they started hiring more people. They brought them back in, and they brought other people in. Those people, they blamed a translation error on not paying them the 4x bonus to work. So they're furious, and this is beginning to spread. And the problem now, so this is beginning to be a major problem for the Chinese government, because it's not just happening at the Foxconn area. It's happening in Beijing. It's happening in Shanghai.
Yeah.
It's happening all across the country, where you're having really tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people beginning to protest. But what is so damaging is the tech companies and, of course, the Chinese government control are not allowing information out there in order to stifle this and to stop it and to continue down their process. This is going to create a huge loggerhead, a huge potential clash point between the population of the Chinese and the Chinese government, when, in fact, the Chinese now control about 20% of the global economy. What in 1989 in the Tiananmen Square, they were a very small percentage, like 2 to 3% of the overall global economy. Now they control about 30% of manufacturing and overall about 20% of economic output around the world.
Yeah.
If this continues to go on, we are going to have a major global economic problem. And of course, the Chinese are going to do everything they can to stop it, as are the globalist corporations.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything they can to control the people. And everybody in America and Western Europe better wake up to what's going on, because it's coming to you soon.
You know what, Jimmy, I really don't disagree. And the only thing that makes me kind of somewhat disappointed about this is, instead of getting constructive comments on the blog, we're getting comments from most of what I would call the non-Christian bloggers that are just putting down other people, and they just go at it nonstop. I mean, how can a country with citizens like that, how can it win anything at all?
Yeah, I don't know. We have our bloggers, they began, some people begin to, they get a certain idea and they're locked in, and it's very limited information from that would contrary, that will be contrary to what they believe, that would, they'd allowed them to change their opinion.
Yeah.
And I personally have no desire to particularly identify a particular race or anybody else. I just am not going to do that as being a problem.
Yeah.
There are individuals that are a problem. They're associated with every race. There are people that are corrupt. There are people that are, that actually are doing more damage in every category of human being. And by trying to pick one or the other out, it's ridiculous. And actually finding little minutia little things to focus on.
Yeah.
It's kind of real. I just, you know, just one comment on, you know, the documents for JFK not being released under the Trump administration. You know, he very much wanted to do it. I'm not sure why he didn't do it. But you know what? In the big scheme of the world right now, what's happening, that's an indicator, but it is certainly one of thousands and thousands of major issues out there.
Yeah.
And focusing on those things gets you down a rabbit hole that I think blocks you to a wider view of the world. So hopefully, you know, people won't attack each other. They won't attack individuals or groups because of something. I shouldn't say they won't attack groups because they're associated with a particular race. You know, I mean,
right.
Just, you know, and start looking at individuals and individuals' actions and how they're taking, holding them responsible. And those organizations that are perpetuating these damaging control efforts that are, you know, basically taking away individuals' choice in our republic.
Yeah, well, it's. I wish we had a little more constructive commentary on the side, but we got such a large audience. So many of our people are just, our listeners are just staying away. And I got to tell you, for those of you who fall into that category, I don't blame you a bit. You want to talk about Elon Musk a little bit, didn't you, Jim?
Well, the most hilarious thing to me right now is how the left and progressives, especially the intellectual progressives, are attacking Elon Musk for opening up free speech.
Yeah.
And they're actually screaming because, oh my gosh, he's, you know, letting people speak from another view, an opposing view. And that it's so hypocritical, but beyond hypocritical, it's actually subversive.
Yeah.
It's taking away, you know, who makes the decision on what's hate speech? And we've talked about this many times, but, you know, when the left is, look, in order to have control, you have to have control of information in our world. If you lose control of information, if you're, you know, tyrannical or, you know, have a, you know, a desire to control with power,
yeah,
or finances, then you may actually have to face competition with ideas. What's so interesting about the left is how much and how aggressively they're attacking different ideas and different views, calling it hate speech, calling it destructive. And of course, it is a very clear indicator. You, in order to have tyranny, you need censorship. In order to have censorship, you need control. The people that are arguing for censorship and control are the left, which, you know, historically have been fighting for more liberal ideas, you know, to allow individual freedom. But what they're pushing right now is a system that is contrary to a republic. A republic protects the individual liberties and civil rights. That's what our Constitution is about. And these people that are against actually allowing others to speak and to think, regardless of how offensive it is to you, they're making what I think is a huge mistake. But beyond a mistake, they're actually participating in an effort to instill tyrannical rule over others.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now, and it's really a shame. You really have to wonder how this is going to manifest itself the closer we get to 2024.
Well, there's no question it's going to be a brutal battle.
Yeah.
And we've said this from the beginning, you know, there's been so many efforts by the very powerful globalist corporate agenda, the socialists, the actual, you know, insiders in DC that all have come together kind of maybe collectively, but all pushing the same agendas. They're really, really being funded by very large corporations, very big organizations, and very big activists.
Yeah.
And those people want an agenda.
Yeah.
And they're not going to stop until basically until enough people just say that's enough. And that may actually take, unfortunately, from my view, violent actions, which gets right back to what you're talking about when we opened up the show today about the potential for violence and criminal activity and just destroying people's lives because of their faith or their belief.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we're facing right now. The world is actually turning in never in my lifetime would I've ever thought I would see what's happening in America happen right now with the silencing of individual liberties or crushing of individual liberties, silencing people's voices. You know, and then of course, what's gone on, mostly because of the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
And of course, we were going to talk, we talked over the weekend show about getting numbers. We should do that tomorrow. The 58% of people in August that died of COVID had been vaccinated or boosted, and the potential damage of that, and how that has been effectively used as a control mechanism, like it is in China right now, in order to gain power. And I think it's something that we, you know, people better wake up to. And the Republican Party better start.
I would like to talk about that on the show tomorrow, by the way. Something else I want to say. I'm going to be up at my church tonight until pretty late. They were asking for volunteers yesterday during our Sunday service. They needed a group of men to come up so they could do the heavy lifting, and of course I volunteered. So that's basically going to, it's good for me, and but I've just come to the conclusion, Jim, that you've got to do good things like that if you want to keep your sanity. If you keep your head in a negative space, your life is simply going to be in a negative space, and I choose for that not to happen.
Well, I agree with you completely.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of negative things that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
I try to find the positive out of it.
Yeah.
I try to inform as much as I, with my interpretation and my opinion, I try to inform as much as possible. But ultimately, we have to think about, you know, what's good in our lives.
Exactly.
And, thankful to have all my family.
You have to think about what's good in your life, and you have to think about how you can make something better for other people, as my neighbors and I are doing for the people in our neighborhood who are pretty sick with COVID. We're making sure they don't have to worry about food. And you know what? People have to start living their lives that way. You just have to.
Yep.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.